This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When will leftists fess up and admit how stupid they are? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Not casting aspersions on leftists. Giving you the truth about them. 844-551-8255. They're able to call the show and defend themselves if they have the brain power. Leftists know that they're stupid. They just won't admit it. See, that's the real stupidity of leftism. It's one thing to say, I don't know anything about the internal combustion engine, or how does a Tesla work without an internal combustion engine, or whatever. It's one thing to say that, but to have no intellectual curiosity to figure it out. Like if you were to say, well, there's no way that a battery-run engine can be an internal combustion engine, but you know nothing about them. And somebody says, well, you know, dragsters do perform very well against a Tesla, but we haven't really pushed the boundaries of electric cars yet. See, that's at least giving you some wiggle room, and who knows? Maybe, you know, one way or the other is right, but at least before you go out there and start making absolutes and virtue signaling and all that, you'd at least want to explore the topic. Leftists don't want to explore leftism, and it's a very simple reason. Because leftism sucks. Leftism is so wrong that you can't talk about it. They know it. It's so blatantly, it never ends up right, you know, going the right way. It rarely does anyway. And so leftists are like, shut up. Don't talk about the border wall being built, even though, you know, there's many examples of them protecting themselves. Building a border wall around the Capitol. As an example, they tell you global climate change. This has been going on since man began. Science knows where this is all going to end up. The earth is going to be destroyed. That's the nature of it. I hate to be a fatalist, but it is. I could go on. They just don't want to explore their stuff because if you argue it logically, it doesn't make sense. At least publicly, they don't tell you what they really feel. Privately, they deal with their demons. And you know what their demon is? That we are correct. That we got it right. That's their demon. And you know what we will do? We will publicly state what we believe. How many leftists do you think know that Biden did not beat Trump? Be honest. They know it. The overwhelming majority of them know it. How many leftists do you think know with certainty that Biden is a first-class moron, a demented clown, and they won't admit it publicly, but privately they go, oh my gosh, is that the best we could do? You know they do. How many of them don't believe what they claim to believe in? I used to get asked that question a lot when I was on Fox. Kevin, dude, when you're arguing with them, do they really believe it? Oh, the ones that are on TV, the ones that are paid to say what they say, some of them do. But I will tell you this, I've been behind the scenes with them where they don't know you're kind of skulking around. I don't sneak up on them. You don't have to. They're stupid enough. You can just get into the conversation. But you know they don't believe it. Wouldn't you like to have a left cam? We talk about cop cams. I would love to have a leftist cam. I'd love it to be on them all the time so you can see how big of frauds they are. See, you can go to sleep good at night knowing that your belief is your belief. If somebody challenges you and says, man, I see you're taking all those deductions on your taxes, or you're doing such and such, you go, yeah, you're dang skippy I am, because I believe in keeping my money. But for a leftist to not give all their money away every time tax comes, I don't get it. See, they talk about higher taxes, but there's a little box on their tax form that says, do you want to give more? How many of them do you think check that box? Why don't we do a put a commission on that or a study on it? Let me study it. I'll go to the IRS. I'll say, hey, out of curiosity, how many people who claim to be Democrats, progressives, not libertarians, because I love libertarians, utopians, how many of them check that extra box and put some extra money in it? Because I think I know the answer. It's a really, really small percentage. Anyway, Left Cam, Fraudy, for example, that little clown, he does what he's told. Whatever pays the most and keeps the accolades coming. That's what Fraudy is about. He loves the limelight. This little fraud, this little troll, and they give him so much credit. He's a complete fraud. Go look at anything Fraudy says and you parse it. And tell me where he's defending. Well, it could be depending on the infectious rates, depending upon, it depends upon who gives him the money and the praise. That's what drives his agenda. Nothing more. People and money. What I tell you, it's the answer to everything. If people don't like what Fraudy says, he'll change it. If the money doesn't come, he'll change it. It's that simple. Same is true for Holly weirdos and other leftist folks. They love the limelight. They love the money, the glitz and the glamour. Look at Oscars So White. Black multimillionaires mad because they didn't get a white man's trophy. I want the trophy. It's insane. Look at pro sports. Black multimillionaires pretending to care about the little guy. And when they aren't lying about the police, they complain that the owner is white. Look at all these white owners. It used to be there weren't enough white quarterbacks. Black quarterbacks. And, there's not enough black general managers. There's not enough black coaches. Now there's not enough black owners. Always something. Just complain, complain, complain. Kevin, that's what's getting us justice. Now, black people are going to start owning the teams. Really? So, that's the measure of black people's success is if they get to own a sports franchise? Look, I know it's considered the big deal. But really, you can't have enough pride of ownership to say, I've made millions of dollars. I'll go start my own business that will be as big as the NBA or the NFL or the MLB or whatever. I know, the old white boys club. Trust me. If you do the right thing, you'll own a sports franchise or you'll come up with something better. Look at the UFC. They started a completely different franchise out of nothing. Nothing. Thin air. We got a lot to talk about this hour, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When will rotten, evil, leftist scoundrels fess up? That's the question I ask in the first part of this hour. When will leftists fess up? Evil people. I was talking about how they virtue signal for everything. Racist virtue signaling. And people overlook it. They gotta help the little black peoples, the little gay peoples, and the little women and stuff. Man, it's insulting. I guess if you don't have that mindset, it seems flattering. My, that dress does make you look fat. I don't know how to even put it into terms that would make it reasonable for us to understand it, because you can't get in the mind of a madman. Thanks for being here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I was talking about the white, Oscars so white, black multimillionaires, mad they didn't get a trophy. Black multimillionaires in pro sports acting like they care about their brethren, even though they know exactly what their brethren are getting into. Lying about police statistics. We're going to get into that this hour because we got George Floyd and all this other stuff cropping up. Chris Cuomo made the most stupid comment I think I've ever heard. He said that white people will take notice when white kids get killed. See, Chris Cuomo doesn't even realize white kids get killed by the cops, too. It just doesn't get reported. Nobody cares. There's not going to be any rioting and looting over that. But I was also talking about these multimillionaire black sports figures who you can't get enough. They make millions of dollars playing a sport. And they say, oh, we need more white black quarterbacks or black this or black coaches or black GMs or in basketball or black this, black that. Black. So they get it all. And they still don't know what to do. Well, now we got people that are owning Derek Jeter. We got Dwayne Wade just bought into a team. We got Jay-Z that bought into a team. Magic Johnson's bought into a team. All these people buying into teams. What's next? What are you going to complain about next? That's too white. Tucker Carlson did a thing on it. Maybe we'll get to it. But he talked about the demographic change. Actually, let's play it now.
The left becomes unhinged if you point out that American voters are being replaced by Democratic Party loyalists from other countries. You're actually not allowed to say that. But they're allowed to say that, and they do. They say it all the time. They've done studies on it, written long books about it, talked about it endlessly on television, often in the ugliest racial terms. They're not ashamed at all. They don't think they have to be ashamed. In the fall of 2018, a columnist for the New York Times wrote a piece that was literally entitled, "We Can Replace Them." In case you wondered who the them was, the column told you explicitly. Thanks to demographic change, the author noted with hearty approval, the state of Georgia will soon be controlled by Democrats. Quote, the potential is there. Georgia is less than 53% non-Hispanic white, end quote. Again, that's a New York Times columnist. It's not some QAnon blogger. They tell you that demographic replacement is an obsession on the right. No, it's not. They say it's some horrifying right-wing conspiracy theory. The right is obsessed with it. No, the left is obsessed with it. In fact, it's the central idea of the modern Democratic Party. Demographic replacement is their obsession because it's their path to power. Several years ago, future Obama Cabinet Secretary Julian Castro went on CBS to explain why Texas will soon be a Democratic state.
In a couple of presidential cycles, you'll be on election night. You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth of folks from outside of Texas.
No one attacked Julian Castro for saying that. No one asked who these, quote, folks from outside Texas might be, or why they had a right to control the future of people who already lived in Texas. Nobody said a word about it. It seemed normal. It was normal. It still is normal. In Washington, what qualifies as shocking is any real attempt to protect democracy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I've talked about this topic long before Tucker did. And I told you guys, I said, you will never, ever hear a leftist talking about how Africa needs to be lightened. Glad you guys are back. 844-551-8255. You will never hear a leftist talk about how Central America, South America, Mexico is too brown. It needs to be whitened. Or it needs to be darkened. There's not enough black people in South and Central America, or whatever. The only demographics that get attacked are demographics where supposedly whites are the biggest population. You know, they'll attack Europe, you know, England. Look at how England is too white. They'll attack it, but mostly it's the United States. Obsessed with the browning of America. And as Tucker said, it's discussed openly. And I've posed to many a leftist, I said, when you start complaining about Africa, where there are countries that have 93% homogeneity, when you start complaining about Africa being too black, then you can talk to me about being something being too white. See, look, for the record, I'm not trying to protect white people here. I'm protecting America. First of all, America is not majority white. Let's just get over the idea of that. America is becoming majority stupid because we have too many people that are willing to buy into this racist nonsense of the left. Evil people. Remember the old white guy who owned the Clippers? I think his name was Donald Sterling. He was dating a half-black woman. He lost his franchise because he was recorded asking his girlfriend to stop hanging around black dudes. He wasn't being racist. He was being a protective old white guy because he didn't want people assuming that all those black NBA stars were messing around with his girlfriend. And for the record, I bet they were. He's protecting the idea of his manhood. Like, you can't be hanging around them. They're going to know you're messing around with these guys. As if we didn't know she was messing with him because he was a billionaire. I mean, if at the very most, you could accuse the dude of being stupid. Stupid for one to have a woman 40 years is younger than he. And, you know, I don't know, stupid. I mean, there's a lot of things for him being stupid. Stupid for pretending she's not after him for his money. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but it ain't racism. The dude hired, if he said, I don't want any black guys on my team, that's racist. But the idea that he doesn't want his girlfriend hanging around a bunch of young black studs, that ain't racist. That's smart. Because he knows what's going on. But for leftists, everything is either racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, or too white. They are the root of all evil because of their pursuit of money and power. They're talking about packing the court, the leftists, the Democrats. Why? Because they're not in power. They want to ensure that they maintain power forever. Because they know they can't do it rationally. Nobody's going to support their lame brain ideas unless they force it upon you. And when we come back, I'm going to give you even more examples of their pursuit of power and money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is blasting President Biden for creating chaos at the border by not maintaining his immigration policies. Trump telling Fox News,
"It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. We had all he had to do was leave it alone."
Closing arguments continuing in the Derek Chauvin trial. The White House says they've been in touch with state and local officials about the aftermath of the trial. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters on Monday they want to ensure there is a space for peaceful protests regardless of trial outcome. And you're listening to USA Radio News. To get a whole lot easier, that's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a news briefing.
The lack of supply, the shortage of locations, the confusing rules are all in the past.
Slavitt noting every American over the age of 16 is now eligible to get vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky insisting that the vaccines are safe and effective and urging everyone to plan to get the shots.
One of the most important things we can do to get back to doing the things we love is to get vaccinated.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey issuing an executive order on Monday banning vaccine passports and preventing state and local governments from requiring Arizonans to provide their COVID-19 vaccination status to receive service or enter an area. Ducey following the lead of Texas and Florida, among other Republican-led states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of us have heard the term going postal. Well, it's the mail service equivalent of Allahu Akbar. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Post offices were getting shot up left and right. High-stress job full of Democrats. You know, the Postal Service is the number one employer, if you will, of blacks per capita of any organization. The Postal Service. Yeah, I'll leave you to comment amongst yourselves on that. I mean, if you ever go into one and deal with some of these people, you just, they hate their jobs, they hate themselves, and they take it out on you. You've seen these people, they hate their jobs so much that they got to get back at people through the job. They're like a clerk or something, but that's their little power play. Like, I don't have to go fast when you get your license at the DMV. I'm going to make you go slow. I'm going to make you wait. And you're nice. You literally, very nice. Hey, how are you today? You having a good day? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. You've seen them, so don't act like you have. Anyway, how many times have postal employees lost it? Enough to coin the phrase, going postal. So, when FedEx got shot up, I can only imagine the Postal Service said, a mail sending guy, oh, my Lord, what? You know, what were they thinking? They were probably relieved that the eight people killed at a mail facility did not involve the USPS. This is what Politico reported about it. Eight people were shot and killed in a late night shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis, and the shooter killed himself. Several other people were injured. This happened last week when gunfire erupted at the facility near the Indianapolis International Airport. At least four were hospitalized, including one person with critical injuries. Two were treated and released at the scene. Another mass shooting just in time for the discussion around gun control and police defunding. Well, they didn't know who the shooter was right away. Then they found out it was a kid who used to work there. Yeah. They said, we're trying to ascertain the exact reason and cause for the incident. Really? Well, I thought it was the gun. Isn't it always the gun? And I love how Politico in their article, they tried to, the typical narrative selling as they reported on the string of mass shootings. So here you go. It was the latest in a recent string of mass shootings across the U.S. last month. Eight people were fatally shot at massage businesses across the Atlanta area, and 10 died in gunfire at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. It was at least the third mass shooting this year in Indianapolis alone. Five people, including a pregnant woman, were shot and killed in January, and a man was accused of killing three adults and a child before abducting his daughter during an argument at a home in March. So they're including domestic disputes and other things in these mass shootings, and they also included a terrorist attack. But they gave you no context. No context. In dissecting their narrative, folks, you need to understand that the Boulder shooting was done by a disgruntled Muslim man. The Atlanta shootings was done by a guy who was trying to treat his own sex addiction in a crazy kind of way. And the other ones are, again, domestic disputes, things that have a rational, I mean, an irrational act, but a rational understanding. Guy maybe wasn't able to see his kids, so he decided, you know, I'm going to lash out at everybody in the family. Give us context. But they don't want to give you context. Because leftists want to sell the narrative. The narrative is, it's a gun involved in all of those. Notice, they don't always tell you about the knife incidents. They don't want to tell you that. If a bomb goes off somewhere and it's a terrorist, they don't want to talk about the number of bombings. They don't tell you about the number of people who get run over in crowds. They certainly aren't going to tell you about the number of police who've been shot at. In the time frame that they're talking about, I dare you to go look up the number of cops who've been shot or assaulted in the same time frame. Blame the gun, man. You want to talk about police? Police were called to reports of gunfire Thursday just after 11 p.m. and officers came in contact with an active shooter event. The gunman later killed himself. The officers responded, they came in and did their job. A lot of them are trying to face this because this is a sight no one should see. This is the Indianapolis incident. Police running to the incident where a guy is shooting people indiscriminately. He wasn't picking. It was funny because they actually said it seemed as though he was picking out all of the Sikh employees, S-I-K-H, you know, with the turbans. No, he wasn't. They might have been in the line of fire. A FedEx employee said he was sitting outside the building when he heard what he thought was a car with engine problems. He says, and when I stood up, I see a man, a hooded figure. I was unable to see his face in detail. This is a guy named Levi Miller. Was he wearing his mask? Let's make sure this killer was wearing his mask, because we certainly don't want him putting woo flu out there. Anyway, the witness said the man had a rifle and he started shouting. He started firing in random directions, but he couldn't tell what the gunman was yelling. He says, I thought he saw me, and so I immediately ducked for cover. Brandon Scott Hole is the man that's pictured. And, you know, who eventually did the shooting. That's who was pictured in the article that I read. But they said they're still searching for the motive of this senseless slaughter. But notice that a significant number of staffers at the facility were members of the Sikh community. How many of the Sikh people died? They didn't say. They said a lot of people that were staffers were Sikh. That's the only alluding. They can say, of the eight people killed, seven of them were Sikh. You want to know why they didn't tell you that? Because they weren't Sikh. But they had to bring the racial element in because they got their white boy now. Oh, yeah, Brandon Scott Hole. They got their white boy. Now, here's the narrative. Let's tie him to Trump. Let's tie him to some radical right-wing something. And then we can go after the gun. Yep. They said he had prior run-ins with authorities, a couple of police reports. They said they knew this guy was volatile. I think in the report they said his mother even said, hey, look, this guy, you got to watch my son. You got to watch him. He's going bananas. Nothing. I don't know much about it, but I know this. I know when a narrative is being artificially set. I bet you this. I bet you the people who saw the police coming to that facility, I bet you to a person, every single one of them was so happy to see those cops running to the fire, running towards the bullets. I don't know when this guy decided to kill himself and save us some tax money, but good for that. Here's another one. Officer involved shooting in San Antonio. Two dead, two injured, including an officer. The driver reportedly opened fire on the police officer after a traffic stop. Yeah, routine traffic stop. You hear that often, right, people? I just saw a video, because we're making a series of cop films, video of a routine traffic stop where a cop, very nice, goes up, roll the window down, too dark to see who's inside. They roll the window down, black guy's in the car. He says, "Can I see your license and registration?" He's very nice to him, etc. Having a great conversation. He says, "Do you have your license and registration?" The guy says, "No." He says, "Well, I'm going to need to see it, whatever." And so the guy starts getting out of the car, and the cop says, "Oh, you need to get out?" He says, "Yeah, go ahead and get out." Guy gets out of the car and throws a drink in the face of the cop. I don't know what it was. They said it was a Molotov cocktail. But what if it had been acid? Who knows? I just want you to understand, in what was a routine traffic stop, a dude gets out of his car and he throws a drink in the face of a cop. And the cop just backs away like, "Oh, shit." And he's cursing, but he's like, "Oh, crap. Oh, crap, he threw this in my face." So whatever it was, it burned. I don't know, but it wasn't acid. I think it said it was a Molotov cocktail. So maybe he's going to light the guy on fire. And it's on cop cam. And what was funny is that the comments were, if this cop had shot this guy, there'd be a whole big hoopla over it. Let me give you my solution for policing in America. It's controversial. I'm going to tell you right now. Cops, don't cover black neighborhoods. Make a statement. We will no longer cover neighborhoods that have the ethnic makeup of over X percentage of black people. And watch what happens. You want to talk about a brouhaha, huh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's so much to talk about today, but my theme has been when will leftists fess up and admit that they're wrong? They're idiots. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I don't care about offending them. You offend somebody by telling them the truth about themselves, that's tough love. That's actually doing people a favor. Hey, there's a booger in your nose. You can leave it. You can be offended. You can be offended that I tell you, hey, there's a booger in your nose. You might want to get it. Oh, look at you all brash and telling me about the booger hanging out of my nose. You know what? I'm appreciative when somebody says, Kev, hey, cliffhanger, baby, clip, okay, got it. I don't look at them and go, they're so critical. They're so judgmental. I had a booger hanging out of my nose one time and he told me about it. Oh my gosh. He told you about the booger? Yeah. God, what a narcissist. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. That's the logic of the left. Hey man, I'm doing you a favor. Oh, you're going to take pics? You're going to take some, you're going to do your passport photo? You might want to get that booger out of your nose. I know you people are going, what's this dude on radio talking about a booger? I'm making a bigger point. It's metaphorical. Understand what I'm doing. I just mentioned in the last segment this officer-involved shooting in San Antonio where a guy was doing a routine traffic stop. The lady in Minnesota, she was doing a routine traffic stop. And the criminal, look, this is the way most criminals are caught. Do you know that? They're caught in some very mundane incident. That's how they get caught. And you know who's on the front line? The people that the left want to defund. The people whose job you or I wouldn't want to do. Because if we did, we'd be doing it, wouldn't we? The mayor of Minnesota, said, police don't need weapons during a traffic stop. He's trying to rationalize why this chick cop that killed this dude, I don't know the guy's name, but that there's a reason. See, if she didn't have her gun, then this wouldn't have happened. If she didn't have her gun, can you imagine taking guns away from cops during a traffic stop? I've done way too much research. Oh my gosh, you should see the routine traffic stops. Guys, get out of their car and just start firing at police. What an idiot. Leftists are even afraid of themselves, though, folks. They know the lunacy involved with being a leftist. By the way, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Leftists don't even trust themselves. Here's an Oregon newspaper. Listen to this. An Oregon newspaper included the race of a white man who was fatally shot by police in its coverage, then clarified it felt his race was important in light of the social unrest prompted by police shootings of black people. Recent shootings include Dante Wright, who was killed by the police in Minneapolis suburb earlier this week, and two killings in Clark County earlier in recent months, the newspaper explained, nodding to the fact that those fatal shootings sparked rioting, looting, and other destruction. So in other words, that paper wanted to be very clear. Don't burn us down. It was just the white guy. That's what they were trying to be clear about. Now, Chris Cuomo said during prime time, his show, Cuomo Prime Time, he said that the police and gun reform won't happen until white people's kids start getting killed. Here's what he said. Shootings, gun laws, access to weapons. Oh, I know when they'll change. When your kids start getting killed, white people's kids start getting killed. I'm going to let you just bathe in that one for just a bit. He put on a hypothetical accent, pretended to be a white parent. What's going on with these police? Maybe we shouldn't even have police, he said. That kind of madness, that kind of mania, that'll be you. That'll be the majority because it's your people, Cuomo said, apparently directed at white members of his audience. How many more, Cuomo asked, die of the pandemic, dying from police shootings, George Floyd, Dante Wright? I wonder if you'll remember their names 6 months from now because they'll be replaced by so many others. Mm-hmm. You know the names Chris Cuomo can't name? He can't name a single person killed in L.A., Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, killed by another black person routinely every single day in black-on-black crime. I guarantee you put a gun to his head, he can't name one. You want to know who else he won't be able to name? Chris Cuomo wouldn't be able to name a single police officer killed even in his own city in New York. But he can tell you how virtuous he is by saying, hey, white people, when your kids start getting killed, You know what he's trying to tell you? What Chris Cuomo's saying without saying is, you know, why aren't your kids heathens? Why aren't your kids out there committing crimes where they would have encounters with cops? And why aren't they doing the things that get them killed? But he can't say it that way. Because then it would point to the problem, wouldn't it? 13-year-old gets shot and killed, right? Here's a, they say, the president of the Chicago Police Union has defended the officer in the fatal shooting of 13-year-old Adam Toledo, calling his actions heroic and 100% justified. The officer does not have to wait to be shot at or shot in order to respond and defend himself. There is no obligation whatsoever, said the Fraternal Order of Police President John Contazzara. His comments came after the release of the video that appeared to show Toledo was not armed when he was shot by the police officer Eric Stillman, who's 34 years old. He was responding to reports of shots fired when he first encountered Toledo and 21-year-old Ruben Roman, who has since been charged. Police, stop, stop, right effing now, Stillman is heard shouting as he chases the teen down the alley. Hands, show me your effing hands. The video, according to police, shows a gun in Toledo's right hand as he nears an opening in the fence beside an empty lot. He quickly turns to his left towards the officer and appears to drop the gun behind his back. Toledo then begins to raise his hand as he's turning to face the officer who fires his weapon. Now, here's what I'll tell you. First of all, Adam Toledo, he ain't black. He's a 13-year-old kid hanging out with a 21-year-old dude wanting to be grown, as my grandma said, you're trying to get out there acting grown. And he's, you know what he had been doing? Shooting at cars. Shooting at people driving by innocently in the neighborhood. Pow, pow, pow. He's shooting at them. For sport or gang initiation or whatever. And they call him a seventh grader. They said the officer had 0.8 seconds to determine if that weapon was still in this guy's hand. Now, I've said to many people, you want to get shot by a cop, run and then turn. Run and then turn to face him. That's when you're going to get shot. You don't know why? Because he doesn't know what's in your hand. And I'm going to tell you, I would shoot you 99.9999% of the time in the same circumstances. Prosecutors initially said Toledo was holding the gun in his right hand when he stopped running, but walked back the statement, admitted that the attorney who made the claim failed to fully inform himself. Police later said the boy had a gun in his right hand before he turned and dropped it, and it was found at the scene. They said Adam was a member of a gang called the Latin Kings. This has not been confirmed, but they said the place where Toledo was shot is a stronghold of the gang. And now Lori Lightfoot is under attack. The mayor of Chicago. It's funny to say the word Chicago because you can kind of sneak something in for the FCC there. Yeah, anyway, the mayor of Chicago, activists want her to resign, as well as the police superintendent, David Brown, following the release of the shooting. I love that, how they say he shot the 13-year-old. This is a 13-year-old gangbanger hanging out with a 21-year-old dude. Do I need to say anything more? Do we really want to look at this as this poor, this entering teen, you know, he's entering the teen. Look, I have a 14-year-old son. You don't want any part of him. If he decides to get upset, he can fight. And he's gone through puberty. He's got size on him in strength. He throws a baseball 77 miles an hour. He's 14. Still growing. I'm just saying, and we live in the suburbs. These are kids that are street hardened, war hardened, and they want to make it out like they're choir boys.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.